Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. The enterprise AI vendors want you to believe complexity is the point. That agents are so dangerous, so intricate, so consequential, that only they can be trusted to manage them. This week, the evidence went the other way. Let's start with something I genuinely didn't see coming. Agent identity infrastructure, you know, the unsexy plumbing that makes sure your AI agents can prove who they are and what they're allowed to do? Yeah, that's not a future problem anymore. It's shipping now. NIST's National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence just launched a project called Software and AI Agent Identity and Authorization. When the federal government starts building frameworks, that's not speculation. That's acknowledgement that this is happening whether we're ready or not. And suddenly, vendors like Descope, Ping Identity, Veza, and Conductor One are racing to market with solutions. I've been saying for months that fear would come before the solutions. Turns out the solutions beat me to the party. Here's your action item. Find out who on your team owns this. Because if it's nobody, your compliance team will own it for you. And trust me, you don't want that conversation. Now, let's talk about the architecture wars. The enterprise vendors are still pushing multi-agent orchestration like it's the only serious approach. Complex diagrams, fancy dashboards, lots of moving parts. Multiple independent reports are showing that single-agent models are outperforming these orchestrated systems in real deployments. Fewer failure points, easier debugging, lower overhead. I built one of those over-engineered multi-agent systems myself last year. Spent weeks getting the handoffs right. Know what happened when we simplified it down to a single agent with better prompting? Better results. Half the maintenance headaches. The market is quietly shifting toward honesty in production architecture. Complexity isn't a feature, it's technical debt with a marketing budget. Speaking of reality checks, the coding agent studies are finally out, and they confirm what those of us actually using these tools already knew. Yes, AI coding assistants make developers faster, measurably faster. But they also introduce what the researchers are calling novel error patterns. Speed doesn't equal better, it equals different trade-offs. I've been saying this for months. An agent should extend your capabilities, not just expedite them. These studies prove that human oversight isn't optional. It's the difference between shipping fast and shipping right. The framework wars I predicted for Q2, they're arriving early. LangChain, Crew AI, AutoGen, everyone's got opinions now. But here's the twist I didn't see coming. There's a third camp emerging. Teams are abandoning frameworks altogether, going back to simple, direct API calls, building exactly what they need, nothing more. That's not laziness, that's wisdom. The right framework isn't a panacea. It's knowing what problem your agent actually solves, not which orchestration layer runs it. Quick hit on economics, API costs are still in freefall. If your AI ROI calculations are more than 3 months old, they're wrong. What looked expensive in January is cheap in April. What looked impossible in Q4 is table stakes now. Most business owners haven't repriced their AI strategies. That's not just a missed opportunity, it's a competitive blind spot. Now here's what's keeping me up at night. While everyone's focused on agent identity and framework debates, there's radio silence on the memory layer. Persistent memory infrastructure for agents. That silence? It's not accidental. The companies cracking this code aren't publishing papers or giving conference talks. They're building competitive moats. Memory is what turns a chatbot into an agent. Without it, every conversation starts from zero. With it, well, that's when things get interesting. Look, this week's theme is simple. The moat isn't the technology. The moat was always the fear. Fear of complexity, fear of costs, fear of unknown unknowns. And the fear is losing ground to evidence. Simple architectures work. Costs are manageable. The infrastructure is shipping. The question isn't whether AI agents will transform how we work. The question is whether you'll be ready when they do. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.